Welcome back. You are listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. Playing a little bit of lighthearted, easy to listen to, provided to us from David Darling. And the name of this piece is Heaven Here on Earth. And this brings us hopefully into a space where we can slow things down for a few moments and take a few breaths. So if you can, join me in breathing. We always breathe, but we often lose sight of it. So if you can, inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Don't push it, but allow the exhale to be longer than your inhale. So it would be something like inhale, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we don't need to number, but in your own sensibility, just breathe. Inhaling fully but comfortably, and exhaling slowly, extending the exhaled breath to be twice as long as your inhale. As you continue breathing for another few moments, breathe deeply into your belly, allowing the belly to expand. And as you exhale, draw the belly button in, allowing the exhaled breath to release any of that tension that may be hanging out in the lower body. And as you continue to breathe full breaths, inhaling, exhaling, allow your body to relax into that movement, the rhythm of your breath, and turn and move the head and shoulders, turn and move the spine, and allow your body to relax. You can just wiggle the toes and the feet, wiggle the fingers and the hands, shake out your shoulders, and just allow your body to release some of the remaining tension that you might find inside of your physicality, making room for that deeper self to come through. And we're going to move to another energy with beauty.
The face of beauty appears in every step, every sunrise, every ray of sunlight that kisses my skin. The face of beauty appears in every step, every sunrise, every ray of sunlight that kisses my skin.
If you're in a place where you can stand on your feet or get up, move with the music.
A poet's rhyme, a dancer's grace, the silence at night, the falling snow, this melody, a beaming face, a ray of sunlight.
So the object of this little break we're taking...
All of you know that when you come out, deep breath, and then you look, and then you feel, golden feel, and then suddenly you realize that you are more than small piece of meat walking on earth. I know.
Take a moment to appreciate yourself, to honor who you are, your history, your soul, your spirit.
How are you?
Bye.
So we just heard from India Ari, wonderful, her tribute to Stevie Wonder. But I love it because I think that we have to remind ourselves that we each have our own inner wonderful, and to appreciate that from time to time and give space for that facet of our being to breathe. And before that, we heard Beauty by Vargo. And this I was sharing because we have to be very intentional in finding the beauty in our lives and understanding and appreciating those moments of grace and shared humanity that can bring us into a fullness of being and a fullness of relationship. We live in a world that can be very caustic and very stressful, and we need to take a moment for ourselves and each other to deepen our breath and remind ourselves that whatever is happening in the world, whatever might appear to be true within the matrix of our social and societal structures, that we have a power inside of ourselves that we can rely upon, not only to disassemble the chaos from being internalized, but also from which we can navigate our path by understanding what we're truly called to do and be as a sacred being in an earthly body. At any rate, I want to invite you to call, but I'm looking for a theme of what have you seen or noticed or experience that has been really beautiful in these last stressful years. Maybe it was the birth of a child or the smile of a stranger, whatever it might be. You can call in 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. And for those of you who are inspired to support WBAI, you can call our pledge line, 212-209-2950, and make a pledge of support or become a WBAI buddy. You can go to the website, give to WBAI.org as well, if you would like to make a donation to the radio station. But I have a guest coming up, or a friend really, joining me in the second part of the program. So I want to open up a space for you now. And I think I'm going to go back to play a song called Old Souls. And this is by Diane Reeves.
I see them smile through faces of people I don't know. I hear them in the music on my radio. Wisdom of the winds, faces in the clouds, rhythm of the rains, oh mountain standing proud. They prepare me. Encourage me to do my best. Everyone.
Jewel in a little while. I wanted to invite my friend and colleague of sorts, Inoue Araceli Brown. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? It's kind of a rainy day today.
It is a rainy day, but somehow it feels very pleasant. To me, the rain and the cover just makes it feel like a little otherworldly.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the 14th floor somewhere, and there are winds howling.
Yeah, I like those spaces that where the sunshine isn't so obvious and you have to go deeper into yourself. And rain is often like that.
That's a good meditation day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what we were doing here. We were doing a little bit of meditation with music, some breathing, and hopefully people had a chance to connect to that more elusive facet of their being that we often want to eliminate and bring forward.
Well, I am here to introduce you because you do lovely work as a Qigong master, really you are. And you are going to be at the Open Center coming up very soon. You already had your free intro. And we're starting out. It's called Qigong Self-Care Training, Moving Meditation and Vibrational Self-Healing. It's a weekly series. It has four evenings every Monday, starting on November the 15th, that's 1-5, and it ends on December the 5th. And it's from 7 o'clock at night to 8:15, that's an hour and 15 minutes, which will give you a lifetime of skills to work with. So that's a very short time for the amount of information and I think practice and skills that people will receive from you. Now, I always want to know more about your work and, of course, the people that you work with. But one thing I'd like to know more about is this term, washing the Buddha. Tell me about that, because I'm sounds like an interesting title.
Yeah, well, washing the Buddha is a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moving meditation, and it allows us to... when you think of Qigong, in many ways, it's a way of communicating, but it communicates to the deeper self, communicating with the energies of the earth and the cosmos and nature. And so washing the Buddha is a moving form that cultivates that inner self as you would find the true self to be in a Buddhic state.
Now, what do you mean by moving?
Well, in Qigong practice, we work with the energy fields in the body and the lower energy field. They're called dantians, which means elixir field. In the lower abdomen, the energy field is more about vitality and life force, connecting to earth, and it really fuels the biology, the connection of your circulation, the health of the organs.
Are you physically moving?
You're physically moving as you're doing this. And in the middle of the body, it's the elixir of the heart. And that is where you find your Buddha nature. A Christian might call it a Christ, cosmic Christ, or a person who is not connected to deity might call it the universal self. So it's not really so much the specific of what you call it. It's about entering that deepest part of your being that connects to the soul, the source, the truth of who we are. So washing the Buddha assumes that we are each Buddha, Bodhisattva, cosmic Christ, universal self, and washing that self is the exercise of moving all the toxic energies out of our body, cleansing
toxic
away
energies, for example.
Say?
Toxic energies, you mean what? By what kind of toxic energy?
Okay, so a toxic energy could mean that you had a phone conversation with maybe a parent or a supervisor or someone in your life that was angry or blaming or saying things to you that triggered within yourself a sense of dis-ease and disappointment perhaps in yourself, or shame within yourself. So when we have these emotions that are destructive, they come into the body and embed themselves in our tissues. And it's the buildup of those emotional shocks that get in the way of our health. So if you have a lot of pain in your life, it might be blocking the heart or blocking the energy of vitality and life force. So washing the Buddha is like, you can't assume that your hair is going to be clean if you don't wash it. And you can't assume that your teeth will stay healthy if you don't brush them.
There we go.
And the physical body, the anatomy, the actual cellular structure holds on to these disturbances through tension, and it begins to disrupt our physicality. It disrupts the function.
And by disrupt, you mean it starts to produce things in the organs of the body.
Yeah, it starts disease. It's the root of things like high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, all of the things that we might consider to be comorbidities, they call them these days, or chronic diseases, as well as destructive mind states, depression and anxiety. So these things are held in the body, and they begin to build upon themselves and self-perpetuate and attract these same kind of experiences. So the practices that we're doing are work on an energetic level to sweep the body of those disturbances that are embedded into our tissues, so that we
can do on a daily basis, right? Because if something happens that day that's rather traumatic, you can actually do a practice so it doesn't really take root.
Absolutely, you can do that. And so it helps to heal the body of all of these issues. And when you have a regular practice, it's ongoing, like brushing your hair every day. But
right.
We also have to pay attention to the history that has built up within us. And when you do these practices on a regular basis over time, it's like peeling the onion. It peels away layer by layer of those older experiences that have undermined the vitality of our life and our ability to really navigate the world in a healthy way. So these practices work on an energetic level. So we learn to gather energy and move it through our body to heal, and we gather energy from the natural world, from the cosmos, from Earth, and use it to replenish and build strength within ourselves.
Does this also work when you are, like, for example, I'm having trouble with my knees. Maybe that's a kidney problem, as, I don't know, Chinese medicine will say sometimes. But it's a little stiff, hard to go up the stairs. How does that work with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're working with a ailment, there are specific things that you can do for it. And very often it's not something specifically with the joint or with the organ. So it's more of a gentle overall process that you can do. And we can work with different healing sounds to stabilize, to cleanse and stabilize the organs. We can learn to move energy into our hands so that we can radiate energy from our hands and bathe the body with that. That's part of what we're doing. Also, we can use points, pressure points, to help relieve the stress that may be building in the connective tissue and the supportive muscles. So usually if there's a joint problem, generally speaking, either the bone, the viscera between the bone, the tissue between the bone is worn down and it is scraping bone to bone. But very often that happens because the tension in the muscles are pulling the bones out of alignment. So we can start by working on the supportive muscle tissue leading up into that holds the bone, and then work through that to help the body find its balance again. So there's a number of things that we can do to work with something that's specific. And the same is true with organ health. If you have a toxic liver, there are specific exercises we can do to help to detoxify the different organs, different movements and breath practices, healing sounds. And it's also, it helps to bring back into balance. Very often, I mean, when something goes so far that you need surgery, you probably still need surgery. But what the Qigong can do in that case is help you with the recovery period.
Okay.
Helping to nourish and heal and build back the tissue so that it is functioning at its highest level. So it can work as a preventive, and it can work as from the perspective of recovery and healing, depending on how far one has gone down that road. Turtle longevity is a Taoist practice. Now, Taoism is its purpose. So, for instance, when we were talking about the Buddha practices, that's more about spirituality, connecting to the heart, bringing yourself to that highest state of enlightenment so that the mind is not bound by toxic thought processes. Taoist is very similar, except that their motive is longevity. So the purpose is to do those practices that are going to help your system to live for a very long time. And the objective from a Taoist perspective is to be an immortal, to reach that state of immortality. So immortality doesn't necessarily mean that you live in your body in an immortal state. It either means that your body's vibration lifts beyond the limitations of physicality, in which case you would stay in your body for extended amount of time. But it's also about maintaining your selfness, you know, the suchness of who you are, so that even if you transcend, or if those who believe in multiple lives or life after death, it allows you to maintain the quality of your being through all of the experiences of your existence. So though you might have a multitude of lives, once you've reached immortality, you keep the fullness of who you are, and you carry that awareness of who you are through your life experiences. So it's about transcending in a different way than perhaps a Buddhist might describe it. And so it's based on the turtle, the sea turtle, which is one of the longest lived animals on the planet. If left alone in its habitat, it lives for a very, very long time.
And it's not scattered either. You're not scattered as a being.
Yeah. So the turtle longevity is working the spine in such a way to make sure that you are able to emulate the long-lived turtle. So it's patterned after the turtle. But all of the Taoist practices are kind of like that. So Taoism tends to be more connected to the qualities of a particular animal, you know, a swan or other kinds of animals that have qualities that we want to emulate. And Buddhist practices tend to be more towards, you know, refining the self. And it's about having a healthy body, but its purpose is to enlighten oneself into a very high state of being from
level. Here in New York, and of course we all know there's people who live in New York, you go down to Chinatown to the parks there, and you always see people practicing Qigong, but they're usually like in their 70s and 80s. And they're very flexible, and they're up like at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, they just look very good in health.
And because it's a real method, it's the movements of the Qigong practices that we are doing now are connected to these three teachings. It's traditional Chinese medicine, so you're moving the meridian. So when you're doing a Qigong practice, it's equivalent to going to an acupuncturist. So it's revitalizing and moving your energy, and it's based, we guide the energy, the qi, according to the meridian system, which is based on traditional Chinese medicine. And so when you see people in the park doing this, this is really a very ancient tradition from not just China, but in many Asian countries and a number of the South Asia, African, even in Mexico, a lot of the practices are very much in connection, because it's a universal truth that transcends borders and boundaries, the substance of our being and how to interact with it. So this is why...
You're connecting with spirit, aren't you? You're connecting with a higher spirit.
You're connecting with the spirit of your own essence, but you're also connecting to the spirit of earth and the spirit of cosmos. So in one of the meditations, it's about the human being being the in a way the child of the heavens and the earth coming together to create a human being, the earth providing the substance, the cosmos providing the spirit. And in that birth of the human being, we become in an expanded way all of that. So it allows us to engage with the power of earth and the power of cosmos in our own lives as a force and modality for healing. And that means that if your body is in a state of decay, it in a way lifts the vibrational frequency to a point where that decay will either disintegrate and crumble, or you're able to elevate above that level of functioning. So it's in the practice that you're really able to maintain your health and heal and cruise, you know, sort of keep yourself strong, healthy, and really moving forward. And the practice of Qigong is literally an ancient practice. It's a shamanic practice. It was taught by doctors of Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine doctors, Taoist priests, and Buddhist priests. But it was also given to the people, and the original translation of these forms was the Healthy Living Method. It was designed to keep people healthy, because in these ancient systems, you didn't pay the doctor when you were sick. You only gave them tribute when you were healthy. The presumption was if you were sick, then the doctor wasn't doing his job.
So
the doctor would endeavor to keep you well, and these practices were what they would teach in order to maintain health in their communities. But we're out of time just about, Araceli.
I just want to make sure we also talk about very quickly, and I just want to read this off very quickly. The Soren Crane remedy that you're also going to do, mm-hmm. It says discharging turbid substances and toxification stands for the body. And this I love, daily practice for circulation on the internal qi or the energy of the body, mm-hmm. which is excellent. But you're going to be at the Open Center starting November 15th for this series. You can either go to our website at www.opencenter.org, or you can call at 212-219-2527, extension 0. Leave a message or speak to someone. But definitely, do come. It's really great.
Thank you so much, Araceli. I appreciate your assist with this. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be very special. And I'll talk to you again soon, because there are a lot of wonderful things coming up at the center.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So let me just go back to Jewel, and we'll give you absence of fear.
Inside my skin, is this space? It twists and turns, it bleeds and aches. Inside my heart, there's an empty room. It's waiting for lightning. It's waiting for you, and I am wanting. I am needing you here inside the absence of fear.
Everything that you see is a manifestation of your own creation. The key here, however, is to consciously create. That is the time in which we are living, a time in which we can consciously create our lives, consciously create our world. But we must take responsibility. We must understand that we can be the birthing point of all that exists in our world. Humanity on an individual basis, one by one, and in that individual empowerment, will collectively transform this world, will collectively change the world, save the world, allow it to become that which it was intended to be, a truly beautiful, graceful place to exist with joy and with love and with creativity, with sharing. We can do this. And I am encouraging each of you to take a deep breath and understand the fullness of who you are and take responsibility for that. Walk within the world as a powerful being. Let go of any fear. Let go of anyone else taking power over your life. There is a journey. There is some cleaning up to do. There is some realignment of our inner selves, our inner power. our inner knowing must be aligned with the truth of who we are. And when we can do that, we can transform and we can become that which we were birthed into our lives to be. That is our purpose. Our purpose is to rise into the fullness, the full expression of our expanded selves, of our quantum selves, of the full reality of who we are. And that means to take responsibility for who we are in the world and to open up the communication and the knowing that exists within our being, in the fullness of our being. We're not just bodies walking around on the earth. We're not just the limited aspect of our internal mind, our internal thoughts, our internal feelings. We also have a higher awareness, a more expanded consciousness. We can begin to view ourselves and our world from the perspective of an expanded knowing that is available to each and every one of ourselves. So let's take this journey. Let's say yes to the truth of who we are. And primarily is the understanding that we are love. We are the energy of love. Now, love is not the romantic love that we partake of in our relationships or that we witness in the movies and read about in books. Love is an energy. It is a substance, the core of all creative power. And it's important, it's imperative that you come to recognize and accept your being as a being of love, as a being that is benevolent, as a being that is caring and compassionate. This is the true nature of human beings, because human beings are only an expression of a much more expansive state of being. We have created a world that is embroiled in nightmare, in horror, in chaos, because we have fallen into a state of being separate and a state of being alone. But we're not alone. No one human being is alone. You can appear to be alone. You can be sitting in a room with no other human being around you, but you are surrounded by the loving presence of your expanded self, of the many expressions of your expanded self over millennia of time. You have infinite wisdom within and around you, and it's time to open up into that wisdom with the realization that you are a powerful being. So let's start with an affirmation. Upon waking every day, affirm this with the affirmation: I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. And as you repeat this affirmation to yourself, as many times as it takes for this energy to rise within you, then do so. Every day, make sure that you are reminded of who you are, of what you are. I am love. You are love. That is the nature of reality. That is the nature of existence. And when we lose that understanding is when we fall into depression, into despair, into anger, into resentment, into hatred, into selfishness, feeling that we must hoard things, possessions, resources, money, because we are trying to fill inside that emptiness, the emptiness caused by the rejection of the truth of your power, and the truth that you are the manifestation of love.